Morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Nelsa Cox. Morning, Nelsa.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing great. Happy spring.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a little ambivalent about that. I prefer fall and winter, but...
Ooh, I'm loving me some spring.
Just pollen and, you know, just stuff.
Well, get through it. It's coming.
It means that the heat and the humidity and all
I
that.
I love but, all our seasons.
Well, some days are all right and some days are not. Yeah.
The beginning and the end.
But that's the way of life, isn't it, Rufus Edmiston?
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista is good. Yeah, hasta. It's a gardening show, Luke.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
We're at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. Did Mike say this was the largest in the country?
That is what I've been told, yes. It's definitely the largest in the Triangle, and from what I've been told, the largest in the country.
Yeah, Ann Clabb and I were here a few years ago, and I was just amazed by the size of this place. And something, you walk through the door, and something catches your eye immediately.
Yeah, it's very well laid out and very shoppable.
Thank you very much. We work to try to keep it tidy for all the space we got and all the items we get in.
And I may have to ask about some of the block that's outside.
Absolutely. We actually just got those pavers in, I want to say, on Thursday, and we're expected to get more in the coming days and weeks. They are, I believe they're going by the pallet, those. We have loose pavers in the back, but those are going, I believe, like 300 a pallet around.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm going to eye those.
Absolutely.
Always a project. Put in a new patio.
Well, you know, look, what is impressing me is I'm sort of an antique guy. I got a lot of junk around. You've got antiques here.
It's not junk. It's classic. It's classic old stuff.
Absolutely. Collectibles. It's what we like to call our restore treasures. I believe all of our locations have that. I always encourage people to check that out because you might be coming in looking for a couch or a dresser and leave with something from the 20s.
Yeah, I was looking at the phone down there. Is that from the Batman cave? It's a silver, it's like a silver plated phone.
Yes, absolutely. We've got that. We've got some old stamps, I believe.
You got a microscope,
yes,
for goodness sake.
Everything. We got, I believe, some saddles over there for horse riders.
Oh, my goodness.
You never know what's going to come through the
doors. I drove over here yesterday just to make sure I knew where I was going. I have to do that all the time. I don't know where I'm going. But I'm always amazed with the restores. Y'all have fishing rods and reels.
Absolutely.
Here. There was a guy out front, a gentleman out front. He was checking one out. He was testing it.
Might have to look for a new saltwater reel. How about
that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can find it all. And Rufus, there's a bathtub for you over there. Is that a bathtub or just a big cereal bowl for Jethro Bodine?
Oh,
I don't know. I know people who eat that much.
Wouldn't some panges look good in that?
Wow. Now, how much soil conditioner would that take?
Ooh, that's like a whole cubic yard right there.
What is that, Luke?
That is a giant bathtub. We've gotten a couple of those, and I know we had one that was just a pure glass the other day, and I was like, no, thank you, not for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anything through that.
That has possibilities. Certainly has possibilities. But
only bubble bath.
I would be afraid. I wouldn't be able to get out if I could get in.
Yes.
You know, that there are no handles on there or anything. So, yeah, wow, that's great. So, I mean, does it have functionality? I don't see any holes anywhere. You can't...
I believe it would be something where you put it under the faucet and everything, but that's something that we get asked a lot of questions and...
Yeah, it'd take a while to fill that up.
Exactly. But we always encourage to double-check with your handyman, because as much as we like to be... Yeah. Experts on everything. We just get so much that we don't know everything about it.
It's a real conversation piece. At any rate,
you're given every reason why that should be a planter.
It's like a 5-gallon tank.
But I think it probably would need to be painted some colors.
Put some flowers on it. Paint some flowers.
Yeah, paint some flowers on it. I mean, there are all kinds of possibilities. I'm sure that there are a lot of things here. And you have a lot of building materials.
Absolutely. That's actually, if I may, that's...
Please, go through and tell us what you got here.
That's what I'm here to kind of tell you guys about. Because, again, a lot of people, when they think of the ReStores, their minds go to the furniture and stuff like that. But we wanted to let you know that, especially at our three largest locations, which are Durham, right here in Raleigh, and then our new location in Clayton, we have tons of high-quality new and used building supplies for your at-home project, or even that small contractor that's looking to save a couple bucks on their next project. So we have tons of stuff. And like you were saying, even with the tub, a while back we had a bunch of large window panes in, and no one was really that interested in them. They were sitting here a while, their prices went down, and then someone came in one day and bought all of them.
Wow.
And we were like, if we may ask, what are you going to do with 30 plus window panes?
Wow.
The gentleman was making himself a greenhouse.
Oh,
okay.
And he said, this is going to save me. This is the fraction of the cost. So that's what we like to tell people, that even with our new and used building supplies, that we still keep that cost saving ReStore thing in mind.
That's kind of a way to make people keep coming back too, because every time you come back, there's something different.
Absolutely. I always tell people when I'm up at the register, if you do another, because people will be like, I want to see one more thing after they already bought something. I'm like, you're going to come back with a full cart, because we get stuff constantly throughout the day and we're putting it out. So you could be in here for a few hours and see so many new things put on the floor.
Yeah.
Are you saying I shouldn't take a walk today?
That is.
Well, you're going to have to walk a long ways to the bathroom. You might as well check out everything while you're going.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you have lots of... everything is organized.
Yes, we try to keep it as organized as possible, especially across all our stores. So you can come in, and you can walk in and... look right out, especially here at Raleigh. If you walk in, if you look straight ahead, you can look right out into our lumber yard in the back, which is where you'll find a lot of that used lumber and stuff like that that is perfect for those projects that you might need.
Do you have what's in that little house facade over there?
That's actually where our managers stay. That's our manager spot.
He built him a little house. How about
Absolutely.
That? He needs to put a roof on that thing. Huh? He's going to get rained on.
But again, I'm just here to let people know, especially with they can go to our website at trianglerestores.org and sign up for product alerts for certain types of materials when they come in. So if you're looking for, let's say, some hardwood floor for your house that you're trying to do and you're looking to save a little bit of money, sign up for that, and we'll be sending out stuff when we get large shipments of that in. So,
wow, neat.
And we're just looking to help that person to... help that small little thing at home that you're trying to do renovation, or even small contractors that are really trying to save a couple bucks.
Wow. Well, Luke, thank you very much. I hope you will. I know you're going to be busy as the morning goes along, but I hope you'll come back and
absolutely
reiterate some of this and chat a little more
absolutely
with us.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much, and I hope you enjoy your morning here at the Riley Ray Store.
We always do. Mm-hmm. With this show, we always have a good time anyway.
Yes.
But, this is a nice place to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Bunch of clowns.
We have a fun time here, and once everyone gets here, it'll be moving.
Right.
Awesome.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Luke. All right. Rufus, don't you wish you had Luke's hair?
Oh, my goodness.
That's great head of hair there, man. I'm sure you've been told that before.
Thank you so much.
That's great. That's good stuff. All right. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF, and if you need it spelled out and everything. So, Nelson, what have you been up to? You've been peanut farming. There's a peanut farm in southeastern North Carolina?
Yes, yes.
What, how they manage that? Because they used to be all up in the Northeast.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've been there since, I don't know, the turn of the century. They've been there a long time.
Wow.
A good 100
okay.
years.
Well,
but,
I've been misinformed. I need to talk to the Department of Agriculture about that.
You need to scoop through. And I see their products in Food Lion and stuff like that. But in that area... I believe it's off of 87 or 53, but in that area, there's lots of cotton, lots of blueberry farms. I mean, it's just sandy soils.
Right.
But peanut fields after peanut fields, and they have a little retail shop right across from their processing of the peanut factory, and it is just a great place to go in. And like
now,
I said,
where exactly is this? What county is it in? Do you know?
It is in... Dublin, let's see, I think it's, I'll have to look that up. Let's see here.
Severn, did you say,
yeah.
What does it say on the back of this thing?
It is Severn.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I love I love geography anyway, especially the geography of North Carolina. And I know Dublin, I'm trying to think of the county, whether that would, it's not Sampson.
No, it's not.
It's southeast of Sampson. So we're getting into Bladen and Columbus counties. Bladen County.
Bladen.
All right. Well, I got it.
Yep.
Joel, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yep, that's it. Bladen.
We have the answer man.
That's right.
Right in my ear. So I knew it was okay. So it's close to. That's a lot of weird stuff down there. Those meteorites fell down there and created White Lake and all those little lake areas. So there's no telling what's going on. That's special soil.
It is some good soil.
Yeah, I love
there.
White Lake in that area down there.
That place has really exploded too, White Lake. I mean,
took
my mother through there. She used to go there as a child.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah. It's beautiful, but boy, there's the tiny houses after tiny houses after tiny houses.
I know. That's that's
pretty cool.
Part
yeah.
of the tradition there.
Yeah.
It used to be a lot of. All right, we need to take a break. We're at the Habitat Restore. Luke, since you're still standing there, tell us the location, the address and everything.
We are at 2420 North Raleigh Boulevard here at the Raleigh Restore. You can't miss it once you drive by. We got a big sign on the front.
Rufus and I could have walked here. We probably should have done that. You take Capitol Boulevard on to turn right onto Westinghouse Boulevard there where the old Westinghouse plant was, where Rick Hendrick almost worked. When he got out of school, he was a Westinghouse scholar. And then you turn onto North Raleigh Boulevard.
Yeah, right in between Capitol and New Bern, I like to say.
Yeah, the Raleigh Transportation Unit is back here, big buildings. So Rufus said it was a world that he had never seen before.
Absolutely. And this is just amazing to me.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about Habitat and all that goes on here and what they're all about. Coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, Mike Rayleigh here along with Rufus Edmondson and Nelson Cox on the Weekend Gardener.
There he is.
TF, we're at the Habitat Restore, and we're one of them. There are a lot of them around, but this is the biggest one in the country, and it's near our Highwood studios, as a matter of fact. We're not too far. As I said, Rufus and I could have walked here, if we'd been industrious. And it probably started at about 4 o'clock in the morning. No, it's just really a mile, if that, half a mile, quarter, as the crow flies, it's probably a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
From there, and so off of Capitol Boulevard. Sir, what'd you say, Harrison?
1.1 mile.
1.1 mile from Highwoods, from our studios. But I walk that every day, and then some, a couple miles. So that's no problem. Well, we'll talk to Johnny on the spot coming up here in a minute. But you know, all that we got pollen coming up. I haven't seen the pine pollen on cars yet, but that gets into all the filters and just messes up everything. You want to wash your car every day, but that's not cost effective. So just take care of your car the best you can. And the best way you can is to take it to King's Auto Service. They can do a little spring checkup for you. How about that? They can check even the wiper blades. Is that's important, because you're going to be, with all this pollen, you're going to be turning on the wiper fluid and wiping the windshields and all of that, so you make sure it doesn't streak up. Air filters, as I mentioned, the cabin and all of the filters in the engine. And change the oil. Make sure you change the oil on time. Mechanics are real fussy about that. It's going to get hot, so the air conditioning, you may have already used the air conditioning in your car. I do year-round, because most cars now, it's kind of automatic, and they, depending on the temperature, and you, helps dry things out in the car anyway. That's what the defroster is part of. For those of you who have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians, for goodness sake, and they can diagnose any problems you might have with those high voltage battery packs, and they are pretty trouble free actually for a long, long time. But if you ever need a new battery pack, they can be quite expensive, so you need to check out what King's can do for you. They can probably get you a battery cheaper than the dealer can. And speaking of battery, check that 12 volt battery out and make sure that's okay, because I don't think they last as long as they used to. So, you know, 3 years might be a max for a lot of people. So once you get to 3 years, check out King's. They give a courtesy battery analysis too, and they can rebuild your engine probably if you wanted to do that for your car. But they can do all of that stuff. Keep it in good shape. Do maintenance, preventive maintenance, at King's Auto Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. And they are on West Street in Raleigh, 1039 West Street. All right, Joel, you were talking off the air. Joel is our producer, and you were talking about coming over here, and you enjoy restores, most of us do. What did you find here?
Yeah, so I love thrifting for old audio gear or like AV video gear, and I have found some great stuff, especially at that location. I recently got a Sony a Super 8 camera in almost perfect condition for like $20.
Wow.
So like, you can really find some cool stuff there if you do some digging. And of course, like they were saying earlier, there's so much home construction tools. You can kind of get lost in that back section where all the tools and stuff are long time.
We'll have to go to the back section. We need mm-hmm. to just walk all around this place, and it'll take a while to do that. So audiovisual, the guy who was always sucking up to the teacher in class was the guy who ran the audiovisual stuff.
Oh, man.
Class. You know, when you'd have films or something, and the guy ran the projector, that would always be a teacher's pet.
Yeah, I wasn't the greatest
student.
Did you
do that in school?
I wasn't, you know, I was, doing other things. I was still learning audio and video, though, but, you know.
Well, I mean, you're not really not of the generation anyway.
I did get excited, though, when that TV cart came out, because that meant no homework, and that was great.
Well, I meant, usually meant the ACC tournament.
Usually. What's on? It depends where your school is, usually. In Florida, it was when the Lightning was
playing. Oh, you went to Florida. Okay. Hey, Florida may win it all this year.
Yep.
University of Florida. How about that? All right. I'm rooting for McNeese State now that Well, you know, we need to root for Duke because they're ACC. But
true that.
We got a McNeese State connection, so I'm rooting for the Cowboys too. Be a good one. So
well, even though I was disappointed in my heels yesterday,
I was too. I don't know what happened to them.
I'm all for Duke. It's North Carolina.
All right, McNeese State Hooks. Right, we got 10 seconds.
He's not Ole Miss.
Go Ole Miss. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF with the Habitat Restore. We're back on WPTF. I think we're back on WPTF.
We are.
We are? Okay. We are? Joel, are we? All right. We're at the Habitat Restore. Think about Jimmy Carter every time I come in here because of all of his work with Habitat and
a bag of peanuts beside you.
And a bag of peanuts from Hampton Farms and
in
Rufus.
In Bladen County.
Rufus, what, North Raleigh. Is it the Lions Club Exchange Club? The North Raleigh Exchange Club sells Houston peanuts.
Houston peanuts,
at
that's
the
right.
fair.
Those are good too.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about my gift. I just am enamored with a T-shirt that has.
I have no idea how.
A big, big picture of kale on it. And it says, "Oh, kale, no." What a wonderful gift from Nelson.
I know. Isn't it pretty nice, nice gray and green?
Now, I hope it's extra large.
They only had large.
Well, I'll
say. Well, it's extra large. Yeah, it is extra large.
Well, we'll make it then.
There you go.
I've thinned down a little bit.
You have thinned down. You're looking good, buddy.
Okay.
That's your new gardening shirt.
I'm tickled to death for that. Oh, kale, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll check out and see if there is any kale at the State Farmers Market this morning. We'll be talking to Miss Monica because it's craft day. Wait a minute, Melissa just sent me something here. Find out how to have donations picked up at the Restore. Can they do it online? I don't know. That's something we can ask Luke. I don't know where Luke and Mike went. They were swallowed up. They've gotten lost. We'll ask them about that. All right, sweet Melissa. I'll ask them about that. Now I've forgotten what I was looking up. At any rate, all of the things here, I'm sure have a story of some kind. I just look around. I love going to antique stores. It's kind of like going to an antique store.
It's like a treasure hunt around every corner.
You'd, it is.
You know, just.
In fact, it says right there, restore treasures.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hooks, are you going to say something here?
Yeah, there's a 1978 Garfield football or stuffed animal.
I thought you were going to say a Corvette.
<I'm> there's a Richard Petty hanging wall picture.
I thought that was an ashtray.
Is that a... I did, too. Are you sure it's not an ashtray?
It says Richard Petty card wall hanging.
Oh, my.
Down the road from
that?
Our farm.
Is that something with people... It looks like feet upside down, feet and legs upside down over there.
That's art.
Okay, that's art. Oh, okay, well...
Wow.
I don't know if that's what they intended.
I think it's a pelican on a post.
That's my Uncle Avery.
I think it's like a Roy Shock. What is the Roy? The test where they have where one Roy might Shock. Look like a flower and looks like a bat to somebody else.
I agree with you guys. It fascinates me every time I come into a Restore what they have.
And I know.
I'm widely known in my neighborhood as if there's a TV loose, I take it. And
a TV?
Yes.
So watch out for your
TV. Do you have a lot in your house? A lot of TVs or outside or garage or
not as many.
Are these tube TVs or
no? Just like flat screen televisions. Oh. Like because.
What does your wife say? Oh no!
No more.
She said, stop.
One is used as my computer monitor. Luckily,
how big is that? Computer monitor.
I think
monitor.
This one's 52 inches.
Computer monitor?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You've been to the You need to go to the eye doctor.
If you ever do you have a if you ever do two screens?
No,
like a two screen setup.
I've never
it'll change your world.
I can't do two things at once. So what good would that do? What's the purpose of two screens?
Two screens that basically extend your display.
Oh. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't
it'll
need
change
that.
Your world if you ever.
No, reading glasses will change your world.
It is interesting.
Or computer glasses.
The laptop, I'm like squinting my eyes. But
well, if you need 52-inch screen to work on, you got you two young
have
cataracts.
More room to work. I'll just say that. It's anyway. So.
Your wife must think you're a nut. Why did I marry this guy?
Yeah. She does.
So, do they have bigger screens? Or, I mean, what size are you looking
TV's
for now?
Well, I have to pay money for it. So at that point,
yeah. Well, you mean you steal them?
No, it's usually for free. Like there's a guy. There's in my
so you're walking neighborhood and see if there's a TV, flat screen TV outside by the curb.
Well, Facebook and all that stuff. When I had it, you
okay.
know. I mean, people in my neighborhood give away a 65-inch TV just because I got a better one. I'm like, I'll take it.
Where in the world do you live, boy? I've never heard of such a thing.
Out of this world.
I don't. They just throw stuff away. I'm surprised a Mercedes not sitting out in the driveway. I'm kidding. But
well, I want to ask you this, Chris. How's the mayor of Mebane doing?
The mayor of Mebane is doing a lot better.
Wait a second. We're up on a break. Let's wait to talk about the mayor of Mebane. Let's give him some due time. He's got a lot on his mind. I'm sure his son does too.
Bucky.
He's got that on his mind. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're at the Habitat Restore on North Raleigh Boulevard in Raleigh, just off of Capitol and Westinghouse. So we'll be back. We're back on WPTF with a Weekend Gardener here at the Habitat Restore on North Raleigh Boulevard. And Luke is back with us. Luke, my wife was asking a good question here. Find out how to have donations picked up at the Restore. And can you do it online?
Absolutely. You can do it online or over the phone. Online, it'll be at trianglerestores.org /schedule donation. Or you can just go to the trianglerestores.org homepage, and up in the right corner, it'll say pickup reservation. And you'll
pick
that.
Them up.
Absolutely. Well, you'll send us what might need to be picked up, and as long as it meets the criteria of what we can take, and I believe everything has to be on the first floor, so they're not going up and downstairs just for the safety of our drivers and everything. And also, you could call 919-744-2420 and schedule a pickup over the phone as well.
Now, Habitat Restores were born after Habitat for Humanity came into existence. And talk about the coexistence of the two.
So basically the Restores, all purchases at the Restores go to support Habitat for Humanity's mission of building houses in the local community and across the country for people that are in need of them and across the world. And particularly, I always like to bring up that as far as kind of a cycle of donation and buying from the Restore. The stuff you donate to the Restore goes because other people purchase it. And also, I always think if you donate stuff at the Restore, the next time you come to shop here, there's a better chance that that little thing that you're looking for might be here just because you're putting that good out into the world. And I'm a big believer of that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of good here. And among the people who started Habitat, I associate
one of the presidents or one of the.
I associate late President Carter with it because he used to help build homes.
I don't have the who created it. I don't know the name. I know.
I'll have to look that up.
Absolutely, President Carter was our biggest supporter and most vocal, and is honestly still to this day the big reason people know about Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say so. And y'all have homes, I'm sure, in Wake County, surrounding the Triangle.
Absolutely. We're building all across the Triangle. One of our main sites is off of Old Pool Place. It's right around the corner from here. And it's almost a whole neighborhood of houses that I don't know how many we have up now, but we have quite a bit that people are already moved into, and we're still building there. I know we're building out in Clayton now, too. So Wake and Johnston County, I know, are
growing areas.
Absolutely.
What's the criteria for somebody who would like to own Habitat Home?
Well, going to TriangleRestores.org and also HabitatWake.org, you'll have the rundown of everything that you the certain requirements. I know you need to make a certain amount, but I know they work with the families a lot to be able to basically together make sure that the family can get a home. And because the main thing is, it's not just that family, it's for the future generations of the family. Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Not living rent to rent, but actually owning a home and stuff like that. So that's a huge thing. And
that's pretty cool.
One of my favorite parts of the job is we've been able to usually once a year we'll go out and go to a build site. The store will. And we'll help the construction workers and help build the houses for a day. And it's a lot of fun because you get to see, yes, the stuff we sell here gets those supplies that we're able to build the home. And then usually another day of the year we go to a home ceremony where the people are moving into their house and we're giving them the keys for the first time. And that is always so heartwarming to see that, yes, even though you might not think selling a thing of paint or a hammer is changing someone's life, or potentially even that 5 cents donation at the register, but to see a family getting a home and their lives changing from there going forward is so amazing to see.
Right. Well, thank you, Luke, very much. We're going to talk to you some more if we can catch you.
Absolutely. We should be opening up here in a little bit, so okay. It might be getting a little noisy here.
But oh, that's all right. We make a lot of noise ourselves.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you so much.
All right. We better talk a little bit about gardening here, since it's a gardening show.
Who was holding on the phone a while ago? I can't remember. Was it
Joel? Is there somebody? Johnny, forgive me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, my friend? I hope you're still my friend.
Well, I have one question. Do you know when Gerald and Henry is going to open to the public their nursery in Nightdale?
I don't know about that.
I heard him say last week that I believe this was the first weekend he was starting at the farmer's market, or next weekend?
I'm not sure. I'll tell you what, we'll ask Monica about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. You can ask him yourself, because he'll be at the farmer's market. He'll be at the farmer's market for a couple of months.
I can text him.
Well, yeah. I'd really rather go to his. Doesn't he have a nursery in Nightdale?
He didn't know. He has some greenhouses where he grows stuff.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sell there. He only sells at the farmer's market.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think he's has a business as such there. He just grows stuff, and in fact he keeps putting up grain houses. He just keeps expanding.
He's doing
since
fabulous.
He's retired, and so this is a pretty big deal for him. And he has a website. You can probably ask him on his website, but I think he would be he just sells out at the farmer's market for a couple of months. That's about it.
I just text him to see when he'll be out there.
So. Yeah.
Okay. It may be this weekend.
Tip.
I want to pass on a tip to people who garden in the wind, because I'm on the Neuse River in between Dawson Creek and Oriental, and we get really, really strong winds, southwest, northeast, you name it. And I've been using old water gallon plastic jug, and I cut out the bottom, put over the plant, and then I cut off the top and leave a piece of the handle where I can stick a pole down it to secure it to the ground, and it does quite well. It protects the young plants when the wind's blowing 25 miles an hour for 2 days in a row.
And,
that's very industrious.
A suggestion that people who are gardening, particularly in my area, Pamlico County or other areas on the coast, on the
wind. Now, describe what you do. Describe that again, John.
I take a gallon milk jug, water jug, whatever you call it. It's a plastic. They're basically you can see through them.
Right.
I cut off the bottom of it completely. And then I go up about 3 inches from the top, set the handle, part of the handle first, and then cut the rest of the top. And now I've got the handle where I can stick a pole down to secure it to the ground.
Okay.
And you just put it over the put it over the plant, and it protects the plant from the 25 or 30 mile an hour winds, which we get quite damn. I remember last year, I put my plants on the ground on April 24th because it had been so cold, and they took a beating.
Yeah.
Where you thought every single one of them was not going to make it. But anyway, I found this help, and it reaches them where they get to the level where you can stake them, and then you're good.
Okay. Well, Gerald is on day two of being open at the State Farmers Market.
And he's already tired.
So he started yesterday, and he's out there today.
Okay. Well, that's what I need to know. I appreciate your information very much. And enjoy
well, Johnny, I apologize for leaving you on so long. You take care now.
Well,
please call us again.
I can listen to you on.
You might, hey, and you might, if you're around Oriental, you might see Tom Campbell there sometime. I think we just lost Johnny.
Butt road.
Well, yeah. In fact, Lib, his wife, is a retired Methodist minister, and she preached in Arapaho at the Methodist Church.
I need to
maybe
find,
last weekend.
I need to find some Arapaho blackberries.
Is that a special type of blackberry?
They're thornless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were they developed in North Carolina?
You know, I'm not sure the answer to that. It's possible.
Well, so
they do great in this area. We have we sold them at the Garden Hut. Logan's probably still has them. We have them on the farm. We have Navajo. It's a great blackberry, big blackberry, and thornless. That's the important part.
Now, we talk about blueberries being such an interesting plant, a three or four season plant. What about blackberry plants? Do they have any interest except for the berries?
They are beautiful in the fall. They are stunning. They have the richest, deepest burgundy purple fall foliage. Some of them will have an actual red, maroon, burgundy foliage, but they're gorgeous. And the canes are even beautiful, a real dark, rich color. So
yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? I never thought. I mean, is this just the newer varieties, or is this what you might see on the side of the road?
I think what you see that naturalizes has a pretty fall color too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that used to be a fun thing.
Yeah, get chiggers and
yeah,
to
get chiggers. That was a lot of fun. All right, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We're at Habitat for Humanity Restore. And we're at the largest one in the country here on North Raleigh Boulevard, not far from Capitol. You know, the Triangle is home to an incredible variety of wildlife, but that also means trouble for your gardens. The safest, most effective way to keep pests at bay is with I Must Garden repellents, made right here in the Triangle. I Must Garden offers natural, long-lasting solutions for over 15 common pests, including rabbits and squirrels and moles and voles and snakes and mosquitoes and broadcasters, and the best-selling deer repellent made with botanical oil and natural ingredients. And that's a good thing. They smell good, too. And that is kind of a repellent for animals. They don't always like those smells, and they instinctively avoid that. So these repellents are safe for you, your family, the pets, plus, as I said, they smell good. Available in sprays, concentrates, and granular, I Must Garden products don't wash away with every rain. They can save you time and effort and avoid being disappointed by those wildlife critters damaging things. And pick up I Must Garden today at your local garden center or hardware store. Remember, you won't find I Must Garden in box stores, but you will find them at Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh, Barn Supply in Durham, and a lot of other places. Protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And we shall return. It's 8:56. More of the Weekend Gardener straight ahead on WPTF. We're at the Habitat Restore on North Raleigh Boulevard in Raleigh.